Page 33. Measure number 24-286, Aurora Rural Fire Protection District. Referred to the people by the District Board. Replace expiring tax levy for emergency fire and medical services. Question, shall ARFPD replace an emergency services levy at 49 cents per $1,000 assessed value for 5 years, beginning in fiscal year 2010-2011? This measure may cause property taxes to increase more than 3%. Summary, Aurora Rural Fire Protection District, or ARFPD, provides emergency fire and medical response services to 64 square miles in Marion and Clackamas counties, including the cities of Aurora and Donald. In 2004, voters approved a 5-year local option levy with a tax rate of 52 cents per $1,000 of assessed value. Levy funds were used to increase career staffing to the current level of 4 firefighting and 6 student sleeper positions. The firefighting positions have increased staffing on response units during the daytime hours when many of our volunteers are at work. This helps ensure sufficient personnel arrive within the initial minutes of an emergency. Levy funds were also used for supplies, equipment, and repairs. If approved, this measure would replace the expiring levy of 52 cents per $1,000 with a rate of 49 cents for 5 years, beginning in 2010. In addition to continuing funding for operations and personnel, the levy would pay for firefighting and medical tools, safety equipment, and repairs. The levy would raise an estimated $1,580,525 over 5 years. The estimated revenues for each year of the levy are $297,699 in 2010 and 11, $306,630 in 2011 and 12, $315,829 in 2012 and 13, $325,304 in 2013 and 14, $335,603 in 2014 and 15. The estimated tax cost for this measure is an estimate only, based on the best information available from the county assessor at the time of estimate. Measure number 24286, Aurora Rural Fire Protection District Explanatory Statement. The Aurora Rural Fire Protection District, or ARFPD, provides fire suppression, emergency medical care, rescue, and fire prevention services to an area of 64 square miles. ARFPD serves the cities of Aurora and Donald, as well as unincorporated areas of Clackamas and Marion counties. What is the history behind this proposal? Residents served by ARFPD first approved a levy for emergency services in 2004 for 5 years. It will expire in 2009. What does this measure propose? It proposes to replace the current expiring levy for 5 more years at a reduced tax rate of 49 cents per $1,000 of assessed value. Although this is a reduction of 5.8% from the present rate of 52 cents per $1,000, it would enable the district to provide for fire suppression and emergency services. When would the new levy first be collected? It would appear for the first time on the November 2010 property tax statement. The tax rate of 49 cents per $1,000 would be 5.8% less than the option tax currently on the individual tax bills. For example, a property owner with an assessed value of $150,000, estimated market value $328,000, would presently pay $78 per year in 2009, and under the proposed rate, $73.50 in 2010. What was done with the levy funds voters approved in 2004? The focus of the previous levy was additional personnel and updated technology to improve response to fires and medical emergencies. Specifically, number one, full-time staff was increased from 1 firefighting position to 4. The student sleeper program was increased from 2 students to 6 students. This allowed the district to increase the response personnel available Monday through Friday during the daytime hours when many of the volunteers are at work. Number two, equipment was repaired as needed. Number three, a used fire engine from Pilot Rock Fire District was purchased and refurbished to extend the replacement schedule. Number four, new fire hose and nozzles were purchased with a grant from the U.S. government. Also, physicals for all volunteer and career firefighters were paid for with those grant monies. Number five, advanced heart defibrillators were purchased. Number six, an engine bay was converted into office space for fire district business. What would the proposed levy pay for? Number one, retains firefighting and student sleeper positions at their current level of staffing. These positions help ensure sufficient personnel arrive within the initial minutes of an emergency. Number two, repairs to existing apparatus and equipment. Three, replaces firefighter safety equipment. Four, provides tools for firefighting and emergency medical response. Five, upgrades emergency communication equipment. Six, continues to cover housing costs for the student sleeper positions. What happens if this option tax fails to pass? Maintaining emergency response services would remain ARFPD's priority. However, severe reduction in staffing and operations would be required because this levy provides 36% of the total district revenues. This information furnished by Fred Netter, Board President, Aurora Rural Fire Protection District. No arguments in favor or opposed to this measure were filed.